Hare Krishna. Last night I woke up coughing, and I only cough when there's cool air in the room. And sure enough, there was cool air, cool breeze. I mean, really cool, very cool. And it's still cool now. I would say it's probably 10 degrees, maybe even 15 degrees cooler than what it actually would be normally at this time of day. And it's very welcome. Maybe it's about 20 odd degrees, 25 degrees. But of course, it's not always like this. And what I wanted to talk about was an observation that I had of the way the men dress here. By that I mean here is where I am at this Rasamrita, which is a construction site, and well, there's probably at least 100 people working here, and it's very interesting. I've been seeing that despite the fact that they're working in sweltering heat, and believe me, it's sweltering aside from right now, and also rain. They also continue to work in the rain, so they're used to it, especially if it's going to be raining 3 months out of the year, you can't stop working. And but they're fully dressed. They got shirts on, sometimes long sleeve shirts, they got pants on, and they're fully dressed. Now I have experience from my working days on construction sites, and of course I've seen many a construction site since then. And under this type of climates, in at least part of the world where I've been, North America, UK, Europe, men have no shirts on, and they're in shorts, unless they're somehow or another obliged by employees to be dressed in another way. They can't dress like that. So they dress down. They really dress down, and then they have to wear hard hats. But they got no shirts. They got short pants on. Why? Because it's more comfortable, obviously. But here they don't do that. Now, of course, you make the argument that, well, obviously because they're in the Indian sun and they're going to get burnt. But there's no sun. I've been here for about 2 weeks. I don't think the sun's been out. If I say it's been out for five hours, clear sky, I'm maybe exaggerating. There's no sun. It's always cloudy. So the sun's not an issue. I don't have any kind of suntan or anything like that. So it's not the sun. That's the way they are. They cover themselves. And it's not just the workers. I have to excuse the background noise. People that don't know. But when we go out bicycling or walking, then people are dressed the same way. The only people who have chadars, not that there's anything wrong with chadars, the only people who have chadars are ISKCON devotees. At least they're the only ones I've seen have chadars. But I haven't seen a bare-chested man, Indian man. It seems to be the local custom, local tradition. And well, it's not just construction workers who have bare chests and short pants, but my experience, it's also devotees who dress like that in not so extreme weather. And well, not with a bare chest. I haven't seen any devotees come into a temple like that yet, but who knows? It's Kali Yuga, anything goes. But certainly, I've seen initiated devotees coming at the temple in short pants. So forget about getting on the case of the ladies as to how they're dressed, but walking in shorts into a temple room, it would be, as many things would be good. It would be good if devotees really imbued a little of, yes, Indian culture. Indian culture is still much closer to Vedic culture in many ways. And the principle is one covers oneself. We cover ourselves. Srila Prabhupada would be bare-chested sometimes, but that was only in the privacy of his room. Otherwise, he was always fully dressed, properly dressed, public functions, what to speak of taking darshan, giving classes, and so on. A nice practice to follow. What's becoming? How should one be in the presence of the Lord? How should one dress? Generally, one should dress in one's finest to present oneself in a very presentable way to Krishna, rather than exposing oneself or being in would be less respectful. If covering the body is part of Vedic culture, then uncovering it is not showing the type of respect that's really due. So, a thought for the day, and today we're going to desire full prasadam day, and so we'll be not taking fruit, but taking regular prasadam. Hare Krishna.